Blog Talk Radio.
Lately I've been tripping and confessing the wrong things I've been messing with my head, but you're caressing, release pain, distressing, and instead of concentrating on situations, I'm facing steady pacing and I'm making no moves.
I'm hesitating and I'm nervous,
but that one word just
feels like it's gonna be alright.
I can make it through the night.
Don't wanna hear mama say, or daddy say, or sister say, or brother say.
I just wanna hear you say,
Mother and Pop.
Hello.
How are you?
Well, fine. How about you?
I'm doing good.
What, you got lost yesterday?
You promised
to call yesterday and I ain't heard a word.
We went to the movies.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Then when we came back, Keisha came over, and that was my day.
Oh, okay.
Okay, I'll go ahead and pick up reading in Genesis 40. Sometime later, it so happened that the king of Egypt became angry with his chef baker and his wine taster. So he jailed them both in the prison where Joseph was, in the castle of Potiphar, the captain of the guard, who was the chief executioner. They remained under arrest there for quite some time, and Potiphar assigned Joseph to wait on them. One night, each of them had a dream. The next morning, Joseph noticed that they looked dejected and sad. "What in the world is the matter?" he asked. And they replied, "We both had dreams last night, but there was no one here to tell us what they mean." "Interpreting dreams is God's business," Joseph replied. "Tell me what you saw." The wine taster told his dream first. "In my dream," he said, "I saw a vine with three branches that began to bud and blossom, and soon there was clusters of ripe grape. I was holding Pharaoh's wine cup in my hand, so I took the grapes and squeezed the juice into it and gave it to him to drink. I know what the dream means, Joseph said. The three branches means 3 days. Within 3 days, Pharaoh is going to take you out of prison and give you back your job as his wine taster. And please have some pity on me when you are back in his favor, and mention me to Pharaoh, and ask him to let me out of here, for I was kidnapped from my own homeland among the Hebrews, and now this, here I am in jail when I did nothing to deserve it. That was the reading out of Genesis 41 through 15. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, I'll do a roll call here. I have Angela.
Yeah.
Auntie Betty.
Present.
Mom.
Yes.
Daddy Werner.
Yes.
And Miss Williams?
Miss Allen.
Yes.
Okay, and Miss Williams?
Yes.
Amen.
Mrs. Williams, good evening.
Good evening, everyone. Good evening. Praise God. Praise God. Okay, we're going to go ahead and get our program started. Angela, if you would go ahead and bless the line, please.
All righty. You bow your heads. Giving honor to God, my parents, and to each of you, Lord, surround us with your angels of protection to render powerless and harmless any evil spirit. Lord, surround us with your angels of protection to render powerless and harmless any evil spirit that tries to come into our presence. As written in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. John 6:47, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me hath everlasting life. In John 4:23-24, but the hour hath come, and now is when the true worshipper shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeketh such to worship him. God is a spirit, and that they worship him. And they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for that, Angela. Auntie Betty, would you lead us out in Matthew 19:26, please?
Yes. Jesus looked at them and said,
Jesus looked at them and said,
"With man, this is impossible.
With man, this is impossible.
But with God, all things are possible.
All things are possible.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, Auntie Betty. Okay, we're going to go right into our program. Let's see. I have Miss Allen. Any good news to share with the group tonight?
Okay. Psalm 100.
Amen.
Make it noise unto the Lord, all you men. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us, not ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. And enter into his gate with thanksgiving, and into his court with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, Miss Allen. Daddy Werner?
Yes.
Any good news to share with the group tonight?
Yeah, I think I read a little bit.
Amen.
We'll just focus on fasting. Fasting is simply obtaining from God. Fasting is simply obtaining food. Let me get it right now. Let's see. Fasting is simply abstaining from food for a set period of time. 1 day, 3 days, 7 days, or whatever God speaks to your heart. Choose your fast wisely. Do it under the instruction of the Holy Spirit, a proven spiritual leader, and I strongly suggest under the supervision of a physician at will. Fasting often brings results when nothing else will. It could very well be the master key that turned the tide in your favor. And the word is, you're not just the fad that I have chosen. To lose the bands of weakness, to undo the heavy burden, and to let the oppressed go free, and that you break every yoke. Isaiah 58:6. So next, listen to anointed music. Godly music drives evil spirit away. When depression enter and the bowel rage, turn on a music cassette that usher in the presence of God. Satan react to it. He feels it. To create the climate that unlocks the best in you, listen to music that glorifies your Heavenly Father. And they would, and it came to pass when the evil spirit from God was upon Saul, that David took in harp and played with his hand. So Saul was refreshed and was well, and the evil spirit departed from him. And we find that in 1 Samuel 16:23. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, Daddy. Angela, any good news to share with the group tonight?
want to talk about how to become courageous. Meditating upon God, thinking his thoughts for the purpose of doing his will is the only means to real courage. The Lord commands Joshua, saying, "Do not let this book of the law depart from your mouth. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful." Meditating upon God for the purpose of doing his will is the only means to courage. Take courage, you must stop thinking about the size of the problem. You must start thinking about the size of your God. Ephesians 1, 18 through 21 says, "I pray also may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints, and his incomparable great power for us who believe. That power is like the working of his mighty strength, which he exerted in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly realm, far above all rule and authority, power and dominion, and every title that can be given, not only in the present age, but also in the one to come. Look into what God has done in the past is the key to understanding what he is capable of doing in the present." Amen.
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 Thank you for that, Angela. Mom, any good news to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm going to read Ecclesiastes chapter 8, a few verses in that.
Amen.
"Who is as the wise man, and who knows the interpretation of a thing? A man wisdom make his face to shine, and the boldness of his face shall be changed. I counsel these to keep the king's commandment, and that in regard of the oath of God. Be not hasty to go out of his sight. Stand not in an evil thing, for he does whatsoever pleases him. Where the word of a king is, there is power. And who can say unto him, what dost thou? Whoso keepeth the commandment shall feel no evil thing. And a wise man's heart descendeth both time and judgment. Because to every purpose there is time and judgment, therefore the mystery of man is great upon him. For he knows not that which shall be, for who can tell him who is, shall when it shall be? There is no man that has power over the spirit to retain the spirit, neither has he power in the day or death, and there is no discharge in that war. Neither shall weakness deliver those that are driven to it. All this have I seen and applied my heart unto every work that is done under the sun. There is a time wherein one man ruleth over another to his own hurt. And so I saw the wicked bear it, who has come and gone from the place of the holy, and they were forgotten in the city where they had so done. This is also vanity." I've read you Ecclesiastes 8 chapter down through the 10th verse. May the Lord bless the readers and the hearer and the doer of his word. Amen.
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 Thank you for that, Mom. Okay, I will go next, and I will read from Romans 8, 24 through 28. God is for us. We are saved by trusting. And trusting means looking forward to getting something we don't yet have. For a man who already has something doesn't need to hope and trust that he will get it. But if we must keep trusting God for something that hasn't happened yet, it teaches us to wait patiently and confidently. And in the same way, by our faith, the Holy Spirit help us with our daily problems and in our praying. For we don't even know what we should pray for, nor how to pray as we should. But the Holy Spirit says, pray for us. But the Holy Spirit prays for us with such feelings that it cannot be expressed in words. And the Father who knows all heart knows, of course, what the Spirit is saying as he pleads for us in harmony with God's own will. And we know that all that happens to us is working for our good if we love God and are fitting into his plans. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Okay. excuse me. That takes me right to Auntie Betty. Any good news to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm going to read out the book of Luke, chapter 9, verse 23 to 27. And he said unto them all, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross daily, and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. But whosoever will lose his life for my sake, the same shall save it. For what is a man advantage if he gain the whole world and lose himself or be cast away? For whosoever shall be ashamed of me and my word, of him shall the Son of Man be ashamed, when he shall come into his own glory and in his Father and of the holy angels. But I tell you of a truth, there be some standing who shall not taste of death till they see the kingdom of God. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, Auntie Betty. Miss Williams, any good news to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I would like to share from Matthew 24. Jesus tells about remaining watchful. Begin with verse 36. No one knows about that day or hour, not even the angels in heaven, not the Son, but only the Father. As it was in the day of Noah, so it will be at the coming of the Son of Man. For in that day, before the flood, people were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, up to the day Noah entered the ark. And they knew nothing about what would happen until the flood came and took them all away. This is how it will be at the coming of the Son of Man. Two men will be in the field, one will be taken and the other left. Two women will be grinding with a handmill, one will be taken and the other one left. Therefore, keep watch, because you do not know on what day your Lord will come. But understand this, if the owner of the house had known at what time of night the thief was coming, he would have kept watch and would not have let his house be broken into. So also, you also must be ready, because the Son of Man will come at an hour when you think not. And the explanation for verse 36 says, it is good that we do not know exactly when Christ will return, because if we knew precisely the date, we might wait or be tempted to be lazy and not work for Christ. And worse yet, we might even sin up until the time just before he comes, before we decide to give our life to the Lord. But we must realize that heaven is not our only goal. We have work here to do, and we must keep on doing it until death, or until we see unmistakably the return of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, Ms. Williams. That takes us right into our second shut-in. So if everyone would bow their head, please.
Oh, ready.
Uh-huh.
I need to add two more people to that.
Okay.
Eddie, what's his name? Eddie Avery. And what else? What's his name? And Arlene Avery, okay?
Arlene Holloway.
Arlene Holloway.
Okay.
Arlene Holloway.
Eddie Avery, and who else?
Arlene Holloway.
Arlene
Holloway. That's what I call you for the period.
Okay, if everyone would bow their head, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for the marvelous work that you are doing. We ask that you continue to bless Jessica Smith, Ruth Edwards, Kevin Avery, Denora's family, Marianne, Ms. Wanda, Tony, Malachi, DeMarcus, Mary Lowe, Vicki Hussman, Eddie Tipman, the Rossiter family, Earlene Parker, Lenny and family, Cheryl, Hubert and Daniel Lowe, Uncle Chap, Uncle Oliver, Uncle Dave, Bruce, Michael, and Denise Moody, Eddie Avery and Aveline Holloway, Rochelle Bessler, Angela Burns, Miss Water and family, Carlos and the Wells family, LaTanya, Jermaine, Quentin, Jordan and the Rako family, Valerie Crockett, Jerry and Terry, Rodney Clark, and anyone else that we are not aware of but stand in the need of a prayer. Father God, we ask that you give them the strength that they need to keep pressing forward with Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Father God, we ask that you continue to bless them all. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Amen. Okay, that takes us right into our birthdays, week of November 17th through the 23rd. I have my brother Daniel named down for the 21st of November. Any other birthdays we need to recognize?
Area on the 20th of November.
Okay, area. Anyone else?
Cedric, the 20th of November.
Cedric?
Yes.
Amen. Okay. Amen, amen. Okay, Angela, would you do the birthdays for me, please?
Happy birthday to you, happy birthday to you, happy birthday, dear Daniel, Ariel, and Cedric, happy birthday to you, and many more.
Amen. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Amen. Thank you for that, Angela. Okay, and that takes us right into our praise testimonies, songs, our poems. And I'll start out with Ms. Allen. Any testimony, praise report?
I pass.
Okay. All right. Daddy, any songs?
Sing my crap song this time. Hey, and the name of it is
He done took my song.
Okay.
The name of it is Praise Your Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, here we go. That's it. Take my hand and praise the Lord, didn't it?
Amen. Mm-hmm.
Yes, amen.
Okay. Praise the Lord. Take my hand. Lead me on. Let me stand. I am tired. I am weak, I am worn, through the storm, through the night, lead me on to the light, take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home. When my way grows dread, precious Lord, linger near. When my life is almost gone, hear my cry, hear my call. Hold my hand, lest I fall. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home. Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me home. Let me stand. I am tired. I am weak. I am worn. Through the storm, through the night, lead me on to the light. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me on. When the darkness appears and the night draw near, in the days past and gone, at the river I stand, guide my feet, Lord, hold my hand, take my hand, praise your Lord, lead me home. Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, let me stand. I am tired, I am weak, I am worn, through the storm, through the night, lead me on. To the light, take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home. Amen.
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 I didn't know.
Yeah.
Amen. It sounds like you ready to make a record deal. Amen, amen. Oh. Precious Lord. Okay, thank you for that, Daddy. And that takes me right into Angela. Any poems, testimony, songs? Praise report?
I'll try to sing.
Amen.
Didn't sing my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Didn't sing my soul. How great thou art, how great thou art. Amen.
Amen, amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you for that, Angela. Mom, any songs, testimony?
No, I'm gonna read a poem by Helen Strine Rice. But before I do that, I want to talk about we went to the church today, and boy, I've never seen so much grocery. They give away grocery. Collard green, turnip green. I mean, these were some big bunches of green. They were just giving all this stuff away. Potatoes, everything that you could name that grows in the field, they had it.
And everybody,
he was welcome to pick up whatever you want. So I got a grapefruit, and baby got a bunch of collards, so I'm putting them on the stove. I done came home and washed them and picked them and washed them, and when I'm going to soon put them on the stove and let them cook. But that
praise
was just
God.
So wonderful.
Amen.
And they had ribbon cane. They had everything that, you know, people had used to grow in the field. All of that. I have never seen that in a church.
Amen.
And people giving it away, too, you know. So that was so beautiful and wonderful.
Amen.
They said, okay. What did I say?
As it bring me.
What?
May. As it bring me.
Bring you some. Oh, okay.
I'm agreeing.
I didn't know what was going on. Okay, that was one. They said they were small in numbers, but they did a beautiful job, I tell you. And they fed us on top of that.
Amen.
Yeah.
Praise God.
They said death opened the door to life evermore. By Helen Strine Rice. We live a short while on earth below, reluctant to die, for we do not know just what dark death is all about, and so we deal with it with fear and doubt, not saying of what is around the bend. We look on death as a final end to all that make us a mortal being. And yet there lies just beyond our scene a beautiful life so full of complete that we should lead with hurried feet to walk with God by scary screen amid beauty, amain beauty and peace beyond our dreams. For all who believe in the risen God, Lord, haven't been assured of this reward, and death for them is just graduation to a higher realm of a wide elevation. For life on earth is a twisted affair, just a few brief years in where to prepare, in which to prepare. For life that is free from pain and tear, where time is not counted by hours or years, for this is only the method God chose to coincide heaven with the south, with the soul of those who by this appreciation ship on earth prove worthy to dwell in the land of a new birth. So death is not sad. It's a time for elevation, a joyful transition. The soul immigrate into a place where the soul safe and free to live with God through eternity. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that, Mom. Miss Williams, praise report, poem, testimony.
Hey, I would like to hear from my little devotional Bible and the reading. We have the scripture, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. The subject of the reading is A Tug on the Line. Mm-hmm. A 12-year-old boy accepted Jesus Christ as his personal Savior and Lord during a week revival meeting. The next week, his school friends questioned him about the experience. "Did you hear God talk?" one asked. "No," the boy said. "Did you have a vision?" another asked. "No," the boy replied. "Well, how did you know it was God?" a third friend asked. The boy thought for a moment and then said, "It's like when you catch a fish. You can't see the fish or hear the fish. You just feel him tugging on your line." Mm. I felt God tugging on my heart. So often we try to figure out life by what we can see or hear or experience with our own senses. Mm. We make calculated estimates and judgments based on empirical evidence. There's a level of truth, however, that we cannot perceive by the natural senses. It is at the level where faith abounds. It is our faith that compels us to believe, even when we cannot explain to others why or how. By our faith, we only know in whom we trust, and that should be sufficient because we know that our trust and faith is in Jesus Christ. Amen.
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 Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you for that, Miss Williams. Okay, let's see. I will go next, and I'll read a poem. And the title is His Love, and it's by Jay Farr. His love for me can help through the darkest night. It can look fear in my eye and make it run away. When I trust in him, I know everything will be all right. He can turn the darkest storm into the brightest day. Now I am flying high, but not alone, for I'll never fly solo again. I can walk with ease with Jesus by my side. He's my eternal trusted friend. The more I come to know him, the more on him I depend. All I have to do is look ahead, because he does not care where I've been. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Ooh, yeah. Amen.
Okay. Auntie Betty. Any good poems, testimony? song?
Yeah, I think I'm going to try to sing a song.
Amen.
He got the whole world in his hands.
Amen.
He got the whole world in his hand. 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 He got my father and my mother in his hand. He got my brother and my sister in his hand. He got my son and my daughter in his hand. He got the whole world in his hand. He got the sun and the rain in his hand. He got the moon and the stars in his hand. He got the wind and the cloud in his hand. He got the whole world in his hand. He got the rivers and the mountain in his hand. He got the ocean and the sea in his hand. He got you and he got me in his hand. He got the whole world in his hand. He got everybody here in his hand. He got everybody there in his hand. He got everybody everywhere in his hand. He got the whole world 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 in his hand. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. 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 Okay, that takes us right into Serenity Prayer. And Miss Williams, would you lead us out in that, please?
Okay. All right, just hold on a minute. The Serenity Prayer. God grant me.
God grant me.
The serenity to accept.
The serenity to accept.
The things that I cannot change.
The things that I cannot change.
The courage to change.
The courage to change.
The things that I can change.
The things that I can change.
And the wisdom. To know the difference.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, Ms. Williams. This takes us right into our closing prayer, which is Matthew 6:9. So if everyone would bow their head, please. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Okay, that concludes our program for the night. Anything anyone else wants to share? Okay, well, Danella's family and friends would like to thank everyone for joining us. We pray that there was something shared that will help you through your busy week. Remember to keep God first in all that you do. God holds you in his victorious right hand. Amen.
Amen.
What would Jesus this weekend tell someone that you love them? May everyone have a blessed week, and good night.
Night.
To you.
Love you all. Have a blessed week.
You.
Love you.
Love you. Please.
much, y'all. I hear you out there.
Well, that concludes our program for tonight. The Netherlands family would like to leave you with this. What a God we have to worship. What a Son we have to praise. What a future lies before us. Everlasting, love-filled days. Amen. God bless. Good night.